We now interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this special presentation from Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. It's time for Enid Plainsman Baseball on 1390 KCRC and CTBSports.com.
That one is hit hard into center, and Holden, did he make the catch? He dove for it. Yes, he did. The Enid Plainsman knock off the Broken Arrow Tigers 2-1. It's all on his shoulders, and he'll blast it over to third. But there goes McNeil. Picks it up and throws him out at first. The Enid Plainsman come back from down 2-0 and knock off the Edmond North Huskies 3-2 to close out the Gladys Winners Tournament here at David Allen Ballpark.
2-2 to cross. Swing and a drive to left. That ball is over the wall and out of here. Cross Bay just drilled a solo shot to left field to start this game.
Enid Plainsman Baseball is brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Stevens Ford, and by our Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports Boosters.
Let's head down to the field right now with the voice of the Plainsman, John Herrick. It's Enid Plainsman Baseball on KCRC and CTBSports.com.
Good evening and welcome live to the Sand Springs Sports Complex at Sand Springs High School, home of the Sandites, as we get ready for another edition of Enid Plainsman Baseball on CTV Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC. We're also on the web at CTVSports.com and on the free CTV Sports app for your mobile device. I'm John Herrick, your voice for Enid High Baseball all season long. Also, a big thank you goes out to Jance Davis tonight, our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. This evening, the Enid Plainsmen come in with a record of 0-2. They'll face the Sand Springs Sandites on their home field. These two teams were supposed to play each other early in the season last year, but because of some scheduling changes, the game had to be moved to April 2nd, where they played a doubleheader. Enid won the first game 5-0, but then lost the second one 8-7. Enid's coming off two losses to Owosso last week, 12-5 on Thursday, and a 10-0 run-ruled loss to Owosso on Friday. Enid's pitching staff had 17 walks in the first game. They didn't walk as many people in the second game, but Owosso hit the ball much better the second time. That Owosso team now could be someone that we see in the state tournament again. They were the state champions 2 years ago. So Enid began their season with a tough start to their schedule. Sand Springs, on the other hand, is 1-1 so far with a win over Tulsa Noah 10-2, but they're coming off a 1-0 loss to Sepulpa on Saturday. This is a district game for both teams, and Enid baseball coach Brad Gore, along with Sand Springs coach Bill Hudson, both told me before the game that this one is going to be treated like a playoff contest because it will most likely have playoff implications down the road. It's Enid and Sand Springs starting lineups, and first pitch will come your way right after this. This is Enid Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best prices. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick and Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
The Bank of Kremlin offers the best of both worlds, high-tech convenience and friendly first-name service. Their online services are very convenient. If you have an internet connection, you can do a lot of your banking from the comfort of your own home at bankofkremlin.com. Internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements all now available free, or come in and sit across the desk from someone you know. That's community banking in the 21st century. The Bank of Kremlin, with 5 area locations, member FDIC.
Do you have an issue with your heating and air? Maybe your unit seems to be fine now, but something could go wrong at any time. Slater Mechanical will fix the issues. At Slater Mechanical, they want to make sure that your unit is ready to go and catch the problems ahead of time. Zach and Seth at Slater Mechanical are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your heating and air conditioning is working at its best. Slater Mechanical also services commercial kitchen equipment, freezers, fryers, ovens, dishwashers, and more. Call Zach and Seth at Slater Mechanical today, 747-3330.
KCRC.
Back here at Sand Springs, where we're going to get started a little bit early tonight. There is a chance that we might see some inclement weather. Hopefully that's not the case, as ball one is thrown to the leadoff man for Enid High, Ambrin Wojtek, sophomore second baseman. He'll be followed up by Mason Scrimmager, sophomore third baseman. Connor Gore, the son of Coach Brad Gore, freshman shortstop. As the count moves to 2-0 to Ambrin Wojtek, the pitcher for Sand Springs tonight, Hunter Greathouse. His full name is Alexander Greathouse, but the senior right-handed pitcher likes to go by Hunter, and he motors a strike in there to make the count 2-1 on Ambrin Wojtek. Wojtek, second baseman, hit .305 for the Enid Plainsman summer baseball team. In the varsity season last year, he only had 14 at-bats, and he went 1-for-14. He chops this one foul, though, to make the count 2 balls, 2 strikes. And also the other night for Ambrin, against Owosso, he went 1-for-3. He did get a single in the third inning, but also struck out and grounded into a fielder's choice. The 2-2 to the sophomore, puts it in play, back up the middle, and that will get through for a leadoff single for the Enid Plainsman. Good start. Defense for the Sand Springs Sandites. Brandon Askew is the left fielder. Trace Tolbert in center. Josh Tabor in right. Ben Bankers on first base. Cal Watkins at second. Mac Thompson is your shortstop. Then you have Ty Steelman, if I could read my own writing there, over at third base. Kyler Copeland is your catcher. Hunter Greathouse your pitcher. Mason Scrimmager is your next Enid High batter. Underway just a few minutes early here from Sand Springs. The pitch on its way to Mason. Big cut, but he came up with nothing but air there. 0-1. Mason Scrimmager, last season in varsity action, hit .233, but had his batting average up near .300 a couple of times. And just a sophomore, also was the quarterback on the Enid High football team this past season, after taking over the starting job from Darian Goins about 5 games in. And when he played for the Enid Plainsman baseball summer team, he hit .246. And the throw over to first, Wojtek slides back in time. Wojtek is a pretty good base stealer. He stole 20 bases last summer for the Plainsmen, so he definitely can get moving on the base paths, and Enid liked to steal a lot. They stole 121 of them on the summer. So this varsity roster that we have right now for Enid High, a lot of the same faces that we saw over the summer, which is how Coach Brad Gore wants it, wants to see what he has on that summer squad. And here comes Scrimmager showing bunt again. That brings Ty Steelman up, and he tried to check his swing, and he ended up fouling it back behind home plate, 0-2. I think he saw Steelman come up and thought, uh-oh, and then he pulled back on the bat a little bit too late. Nothing and two the count. A lot of dead grass out there in Sand Springs left field, but then again, like the rest of the state of Oklahoma, Sand Springs hasn't gotten a ton of rain. It's been a very dry winter into spring. There's a chance that we could see some rain tonight. Hopefully it steers clear of us. That one goes over the head of Kyler Copeland into the net. That one totally sailed on Hunter Greathouse, and that wild pitch will send Ambrin Wojtek down to second base. So terrific start here for the Plainsmen. They get a base hit from Ambrin Wojtek, and then he ends up on second base thanks to the errant throw from Hunter Greathouse. Greathouse will look over at Wojtek again and step back. Sun setting to the west. Beautiful scenery, though, here in Sand Springs. Wind blowing out to right. And that one a bit high. 2-2. Greathouse started to jump up and down. I think he thought that he had the strikeout, but not quite. And a bit of a light crowd on hand here tonight. Also good to see some of the Enid Plainsmen faithful make the drive, about an hour and 45 minutes from Enid, to watch this one. These two teams will hook up tomorrow and play again at home. So that'll be another interesting matchup. Again, these are district games, so even though it's early in the season, these games mean a lot and could have a big say in where these teams go in the postseason. The 2-2 pitch to Scrimmager swung a little too late, and down he goes swinging. So that's the first out of the game, and that brings up Connor Gore. Connor Gore, the other night against Owosso, went 2-for-2. He had two singles. He also advanced to third base in that first inning where Enid had a threat going against the Owosso Rams, but it ended there. We are just underway, top of the first inning, one out, no score. Amber Wojtek on second base and taking a very big lead for the Plainsmen, and Connor Gore needs to step out of the batter's box for a moment. For the Enid Plainsmen summer baseball team, Connor was terrific. As an incoming freshman, he hit .349 over the summer and had a .462 on-base percentage. The pitch to him, and he lines this one opposite way, but it will go foul just to the right of that light pole down the right field line. Of course, Connor, being a freshman, he's already committed to Oklahoma State University when he hits the collegiate level, which I'm sure makes his papa, Brad Gore, awfully proud. That's where Brad went and pitched. And now Brad, the head coach for Enid, coaching over at third base, assistant coach Denham Sullivan at first, giving Connor the sign. Connor facing an 0-1 count and the pitch. He tries to lay down a bunt. He pops it high up in the air, and Hunter Greathouse has the high catch for out number two. Right idea, just the execution not quite what you wanted to see. And Cross Bay is next. Cross has had an interesting about a year and a half or so. He thought he was going to the University of Arkansas Little Rock, but the assistant coach that recruited him ended up taking a job, a baseball job in Kentucky. So after he left, a lot of the other coaching staff at Little Rock didn't quite believe in Cross the way that that coach did. But that coach helped Cross land on his feet at Paris Community College in Texas. And Cross takes a strike right down the heart of the plate, 0-1. Cross hit .343 last summer for Enid, led them in RBIs. He hit 20 of them. And last season, he hit .295 at the varsity level. 16 runs batted in. He also had 28 hits. Second on the team in hits last year behind Tanner Lingenfelter, and he dribbles this one foul just down the right side. It moved just to the right of that white line. And Wojtek, with two outs, was going on contact, so he heads back to second base. John Herrick, along with Jance Davis, with you from the Sand Springs Sports Complex in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, just outside of Tulsa. Sand Springs crowd starting to make a little bit of noise, trying to rattle Cross here. He steps out of the batter's box and gets back in, adjusts his glove, and gets ready to face the 0-2 count from Hunter Greathouse. The windup and the pitch. And Bay swung and missed at some high cheese. Two strikeouts for Hunter Greathouse to end the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left on for Enid. We head to the bottom of the first with the score. Nothing. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
How's that car you're driving right now? Are you ready for a new vehicle? Stewart Nissan in downtown Enid has the perfect car for you. With a wide selection of new Nissans and used vehicles, you may have a hard time finding just one. And when you get a new car from Stewart Nissan, it will last because their service department will keep it like it's always new. If you're driving, keep going to Stewart Nissan and check out the full lot of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stewart Nissan at 301 North Independence or visit StewartNissanOfEnid.com.
1390 KCRC.
Well, the Enid Plainsmen got their leadoff man aboard in the top of the first inning, Amber Wojtek, but he was left on second base. Mason Scrimmager struck out, so did Cross Bay, and Connor Gore popped out on a bunt attempt. Now we see the lineup of Sand Springs about to come up. They lead off with Mac Thompson, a senior shortstop, followed by Cal Watkins, a sophomore second baseman. Third is Trace Tolbert, senior center fielder. Hunter Greathouse, the pitcher who we just saw on the mound, will bat cleanup. Fifth is Josh Tabor, senior right fielder. Sixth is Ben Banker, the sophomore first baseman. And then you have Braden Cook, junior designated hitter, seventh. Braden Askew, the junior left fielder, hits eighth. Kyler Copeland, the sophomore catcher, is ninth. Ty Steelman, the third baseman, will not bat, but he will play third base. By the way, after Cross Bay in the Enid batting order, it's Brett Russell, sophomore, who will play designated hitter tonight. Colby Jarnigan, freshman first baseman. Then seventh is C.J. Arndt, senior right fielder. Eighth is Braden Pierce, the junior pitcher. Ninth is Kobe Hudson, sophomore left fielder, playing center field but not in the batting lineup, is senior Colton Troxell. Warming up for the Enid Plainsmen right now is Braden Pierce. And Pierce pitching and catching this year for Enid when Cross Bay wants to, when they want to give Cross the day off from catching. Braden Pierce will do some catching. Now, Pierce appeared in 9 games last season, had 2 starts, went 0-2. He did have 1 save, an ERA of 10.27. But remember, he didn't get a ton of opportunities, and now he will. So we'll see what he does with them, and he'll face his first nemesis, that being Mack Thompson. Righty versus righty, and Pierce blows the first pitch by him for a strike, 0-1. Thompson fanned it. Beautiful sunset, like we always seem to get in Oklahoma, under the lights here at Sand Springs, the 0-1 pitch, way outside for ball one. One thing Cross Bay, the catcher for Enid, told me last week after they lost that tough game to Owosso, we stopped at a Taco Bandito, the team and I did, and we ate dinner there, and Cross was sitting right by me. He said, I'm really not worried. I think we're going to be okay. We just played a really good Owosso team. Curveball from Pierce, a little bit too high, 2-1. He said, we're going to be all right. We just got to shake this off and get ready to come back with hopefully 2 wins on Monday and Tuesday. The 2-1 pitch dribbled through the hole between short and third. Good contact there by Mack Thompson for a leadoff single for Sand Springs. Of course, that's the way the inning started for Enid in the top of the first. And Sand Springs starts similarly here in the bottom of the first. No score just yet. Cal Watkins, sophomore second baseman, a left-hander, is up next. The makeup of the roster for Sand Springs, they have no freshmen on it, 6 seniors, 8 juniors, and 6 sophomores. Lefty versus righty here. He tries to lay a bunt down, and instead Watkins pokes it foul behind home plate, nothing and one the count. Decent lead over at first there for Mack Thompson. Now Pierce looks over at him and he goes back. Thompson leans out away a little bit more. Throw over there and he's back in time. Pierce clearly had his eye on him from just about start to finish there. Temperature here in Sand Springs right now, 78 degrees. Wind is light, but you can be sure it's probably not going to stay light. There's a pop-up on the bunt, but it goes foul. That looked a lot like the one that Connor Gore tried back in the first inning, only instead of it going fair, that one went foul. So that's a break for Cal Watkins. 0-2. He steps out of the batter's box and takes a couple of practice swings. Enid baseball team is in the dugout to our left. Sand Springs in the dugout to our right. Sand Springs wearing white jerseys, black numbers and letters. That pitch sails high on Pierce, 1-2. Enid in their home, well, I guess you could say their road blue jerseys, white numbers and letters, gray pants, blue hats, a white E on those baseball caps. Watkins awaiting the 1-2, and he'll have to wait a little bit longer because Pierce has another pickoff try to first base, and it does not work. Thompson back in plenty of time. Each team with a hit so far, but no runs. Bottom of the first inning, Sand Springs up to bat. Down the throw, and Pierce got him swinging. Good start for Braden Pierce in his first career start this season, in his first start this season. I see him get off to a good one if you are the Enid Plainsman. Trace Tolbert, senior center fielder, is next, batting third in the order and hitting right-handed against the right-handed Pierce. Now with one away, Pierce misses that one down and away, 1-0. And one thing Coach Brad Gore told Braden Pierce, we got here plenty early. We got here at about 5 o'clock tonight. and the game started at 6:30. But that gave the team plenty of time to get a feel for the outfield, the infield, and also it gave Braden Pierce plenty of time to have some good warm-up pitches. And that one curves in for a beautifully thrown strike from Braden, the junior right-hander. One ball, one strike, the count with one out, bottom of the first, no score between Enid and Sand Springs. Sand Springs does have their leadoff man on. And the pitch, fouled back to the net again, 1-2. One thing we also kind of observed, the coaches and I, on the field, there's just not a, sometimes with high school baseball fields, there's not a lot in the budget. And I don't think that Sand Springs, they've got some padding along the wall behind home plate, but it's not a lot of padding, so you don't really want to run into it. It's still going to hurt if you have to do that chasing a foul ball. That one hit opposite way and foul from Tolbert. He dribbled it past first base. Colby Jarnigan tried to head on over there and make a play on it, but it was well out of his reach, and we'll do the 1-2 over again. Small lead away from first base. Thompson, now he's going to go. And the pitch. It's a ball. Throw down to second base. Oh, Cross Bay almost had him. But Mac Thompson slid under the tag of Ambrin Wojtek. Not many people steal bases successfully against Cross Bay, and Thompson did it by an eyelash. He just got in there. And the pitch from Pierce, very close to being strike three, but it ends up being ball two. The 2-2 curves it, and it goes over to third, bobbled by Scrimmager. He picks it up, and he's not going to have a play. Well, that was a ground ball, really, and Scrimmager's going to be hit with the error there. That'll go down as an E5. And that puts runners now on first and second for Sand Springs with one out. Now, that's one thing that really hurt Enid in the first two games against Owosso. They had 11 combined errors in the two games. And they have one right there. And Hunter Greathouse, the pitcher, has a chance to help out his own cause. Sand Springs with runners on first and second now with one out in the bottom of the first of a scoreless ball game. But how much longer will that last? The pitch from Pierce, it's a double steal. Cross throws to second base. This time he got it. He got Tolbert, but Thompson is able to go to third. Boy, if you want to play with fire twice against Cross Bay, you're really gambling. So, nice job by Cross Bay, who threw a strike to second base, and that time Wojtek was able to get the tag in plenty of time. But now Thompson is on third with two outs. And the 0-1, strike two. Braden Pierce regains some of that velocity. Back to throw it by him. 0-2, the count to Hunter Greathouse. Can Enid get out of this bottom of the first unscathed? Topper right back to Pierce. He grabs it on the mound, heaves it over to first, and the inning is over. He gets out of a small jam there in the bottom of the first. No runs, a hit, one error, one man left on base. Still no score between Enid and Sand Springs as we go to the second. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
John Quigley Electric has been proud to serve members of this community for almost 40 years. At John Quigley Electric, they believe in doing the job right the first time. If they can't do it right, they just won't do it. When it comes to electrical safety, John Quigley Electric holds that to the highest priority. They use only the safest quality breakers and equipment on the market, helping protect your family and your investment. The time may come when you need to call an electrician, and when you do, the only name to know is John Quigley Electric. Call 233-0723. That's 233-0723 today.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
KCRC.
It is a nothing-nothing game after one inning of play between Enid and Sand Springs. I'm John Eric. Chance Davis is our producer-engineer. Our next Plainsman broadcast tomorrow night when the Enid Plainsmen take on Sand Springs again in a rematch in district play. This time it'll be at David Allen Ballpark tomorrow night. Enid has a home game against Bishop McGinnis because of other previous broadcasting commitments that we have. We will not be able to bring you that game or their games in Arizona, but we will have them when they come back home and get ready to play Bixby and resume district play there. Brett Russell is the next batter for Enid to lead off this top of the second. Batters 5, 6, and 7 in the Enid order. Him, Colby Jardigan, followed by C.J. Arndt. Brett Russell at the plate against Owosso on Friday night was 0 for 1 with a walk. And he was also the losing pitcher. And he gets ahead in the count here as Greathouse misses downstairs on that pitch, 1-0. Greathouse had some moments where he looked really shaky in the first, where he threw one pitch over the head of Kyler Copeland, which allowed Ambrin Wojcik to take second base. Russell needs a moment. He steps out of the batter's box, takes a practice swing, but then he also settled back down and got two strikeouts to end the threat. Russell last season, when he was batting, only had two at-bats, and he went 1-of-2 at the varsity level. Moves ahead in the count here, 2-0. And over the summer, with the Enid Plainsmen baseball team, he hit .351 and had 10 runs batted in and a .479 on base percentage. So he really did some great work over the summer with head coach Brad Gore. The 2-0 pitch paints the outside corner to make the count 2-1. A scoreless game between Enid and Sand Springs so far. Don't forget, folks, if you miss any part of our Enid High baseball broadcast or you just want to hear them again, you can always find them on our broadcast archive on ctvsports.com. Kyler Copeland tells the umpire that he needs to go out and have a word with his catcher, Hunter Greathouse, so he does just that. And also, you can listen to the games in their entirety immediately after they're over, really at the end of the evening. Every time we have an Enid Plainsmen baseball broadcast like tonight, just go to our CTV Sports app, which you can download for free in the Apple or Android store, and you can listen to them on demand. It's a great service, and a lot of our area fans that we bring these games to really love it. That one's a slow tapper over to Brett Russell to Cal Watkins at second. Low throw. He just got him, though. He was just able to get Brett Russell out there for out number one. And that brings up Colby Jarnigan, freshman first baseman. Jarnigan was an eighth grader last year, so we didn't see him at the varsity level. But over the summer, he hit .213. He's a left-hander. Got 47 at bats in, which is good to see. He takes ball one low and inside here. We're in the top of the second inning. Enid and Sand Springs. One out. Enid has nobody on base as we approach the 7 o'clock hour. Here's the kick and the deal from Greathouse to Jarnigan. And Jarnigan gets a piece of it, but drives it foul down the left field line. Believe, too, that assistant coach for the Plainsmen, Chris Jensen, has a candle for one of the patron saints that he, I guess, lit in practice over the weekend. And the practice went really well, so I think he's got this one going here tonight. That's a bouncer over to shortstop. Beautifully hit by Colby Jarnigan, and a really athletic attempt made by Mac Thompson to try to throw Jarnigan out. However, he could not do it, and that's a beautiful infield hit for Colby. He hit that ball in a really tough spot in the infield, and Mac Thompson, to his credit, did everything he could to try to get it. However, a very difficult play was not able to be made. C.J. Arndt, senior right fielder, is next. C.J. had a sacrifice bunt and a walk in the loss to Owosso on Friday. And last season, C.J. hit one of Enid's three home runs, hit .277 with the team. And then over the summer, his average was at .290 with the Enid Plainsmen baseball summer team. And he also had two triples and a home run playing summer baseball. So two hits in the game for Enid so far, but no runs yet. Jarnigan's going to go. It's a hit and run, a swing and a miss, or are they going to say it was foul tipped? Nope, it's a swing and a miss, so it goes down as a strike, but Jarnigan is able to steal the base. Jarnigan did that a little bit over the summer. He did steal seven bases. Wasn't asked to do it a ton, but when he did it, he was pretty successful, and he has put himself in scoring position. So can C.J. Arndt possibly drive him home here? 0-1 offering. Way high, and Arndt had to duck to get out of the way of it. One ball, one strike. Coach Brad Gore claps at him, gives him some encouragement. So does assistant coach Denham Sullivan over at first base. One thing also about the Sand Springs dugouts, they're not very big, so there's not a whole lot of room for the players to sit in, and that one gets away from Greathouse high and tight, 2-1. Copeland's already had to go out and have one conversation with Hunter. Will he need to go out and have another? It's 2-1 the count to C.J. Arndt of a scoreless game between Enid and Sand Springs here in the top of the second inning, one out. And Jarnigan is on second base. Here is the 2-1 pitch on its way. Fastball, misses low, 3-1. C.J. Arndt last season was able to draw 10 walks. He was also hit by 5 pitches at the varsity level in the regular season. Let's see if he can draw one here. It'd be the second time that he's gotten a walk this season. But instead, he goes after a fastball that was upstairs and misses it, 3-2. Both teams have left a runner on base so far. Enid trying to avoid doing that here again in the second inning. Arndt twirls his bat and awaits the 3-2. The payoff from Hunter Greathouse on its way. And it misses inside, and Arndt is aboard with a walk. So there is walk number 2 for C.J. Arndt this season. And Braden Pierce comes up. Pierce batting 8th in the order. Then we go to Kobe Hudson in the 9th spot. And back to the top with Ambrin Wojtek, who already has a hit in this game. Both teams talking strategy here. Braden Pierce, the pitcher, going over to have a brief word with Brad Gore, his head coach. And then a couple of different members of the infield come over and have a conversation with Hunter Greathouse, the pitcher. Great spot here for the Enid Plainsmen. They have runners on first and second with one out. And Braden Pierce up to the dish. Pierce last season was 1-for-15 in the regular season. And he watches that one go inside for a strike. However, over the summer, he ends up going 2-19 from the plate. Had 5 runs batted in. So 7-of-32. Those were his total numbers last summer. 0-1 pitch. Good eye by Braden. He stayed away from it. That one went up and in, 1-1. That looked a lot like the pitch that Hunter Greathouse threw to walk C.J. Arndt. You've got Arndt on first now. Jarnigan on second. 2 runners aboard here for Enid in the top of the second of a scoreless game. Braden Pierce trying to change that. The 1-1 pitch on its way. Missed a little bit high, 2-1, and the Sand Springs bench expresses their dislike for the call. It was close, but still high enough to be ball number 2. 2-1 the count. The 2-1 pitch, and Pierce comes up empty on that swing, 2-2. Outfield wall is green at 325 down the right and left field lines. Wind blowing out to right center right now. The wind has been sort of dying down. It was very active when we came in tonight, but it's not quite as frenetic. The 2-2 pitch, way outside and low to make it 3-2. Good stop, too, by the catcher, Kyler Copeland. He leaned out and grabbed it, and this is a big moment in this game already. Enid has a chance to possibly get a couple runs on the board. People forget, yeah, they lost to Owosso in the first game, but they jumped out on them in the first inning and led that game 3-1. Can they move ahead of Sand Springs early in this game? The 3-2 offering. Runners go. Strike 3. Throw down to third is a wild one by Kyler Copeland. So Jarnigan gets up. He will come home to score, and it is 1-0 Plainsmen. So not exactly the prettiest way to score a run. It's a strikeout for Pierce. And a bad throw by the catcher, Kyler Copeland, allows Jarnigan to come around to score. So there'll be an error on the catcher, E2. So both teams have committed an error now, and that brings up Kobe Hudson. So Enid takes the lead at 1-0, and if Kobe Hudson can get a base hit, he can drive home C.J. Arndt from third. Last season, Kobe was 0-for-1 in varsity play, and then over the summer with the Enid Plainsman summer baseball team, he had 45 at-bats, but 8 hits for an average of 178. And Kobe watches the first one go in for strike one. Nothing and one the count, 2 outs. We are in the top of the second inning. 1-0 the score, advantage the Enid Plainsman.
Okay, fine.
0-1 pitch and a swing and a miss. Apparently we're just informed up in the press box that there's a tornado watch in effect. So hopefully that doesn't materialize into anything different. That would be a little scary. 0-2 pitch from Kobe, and he went down swinging. So after a rough part of that top of the second for Sand Springs, where they get a run, let a run across on a wild throw, 2 strikeouts by Hunter Greathouse to end the threat in the top of the second. Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing as we go to the bottom of the second. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Right now, I know your yard is the last thing on your mind, but Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment is the first thing on ours. At the end of last season, were you having trouble with your mower, trimmer, chainsaw, blower, or any other yard equipment? Don't wait until you need it next. Bring it in now for a full inspection before the season starts. So when you need it, you'll know it is ready. Come in to Jack's Outdoor Power Equipment, 1321 North Van Buren in Enid.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
The lead is 1-0 for the Enid Plainsmen. They score on an errant throw over to third base from Tyler Copeland that allowed Colby Jarnigan to come in and make it 1-0 Enid. And Sand Springs has batters 5, 6, and 7 up in their order of Josh Tabor, Ben Banker, and Braden Cook. And when we go to the third inning, Enid will have the top of their order coming back up of Ambrin Wojcik, Mason Scrimmager, and Connor Gore. Josh Tabor, senior right fielder, batting left-handed against the right-handed Braden Pierce. He bats and throws left-handed. And the first pitch comes in at his feet from Braden Pierce. 1 ball, no strikes. So both teams have committed an error. Enid has 2 hits, Sand Springs with 1. And that one blasted foul out of play to even the count up at 1 ball, 1 strike. It hooked over into the parking lot behind us. Good to see how active the Enid Plainsman bench is up near the railing, cheering on their defense. That one muscled into left. It's near the line. A diving attempt made by Kobe Hudson. Did he get it? Yes, he did. Nicely done by Kobe. Flew over there, jumped, and made the grab near foul ground. 1 out. It was very hard to see out there with all the dead grass in left field at Sand Springs. Ben Banker is next, sophomore first baseman. The right-hander faces the right-handed Pierce and the kick and the deal. Upstairs, ball one. It is Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. Enid head coach Brad Gore, Sand Springs head coach Bill Hudson. The 1-0 pitch, and he was way behind that one, missing 1-1. Both these coaches were able to get a lot of their scrimmages in before the season started. That's not always the case when you try to get baseball in February, but the weather was very cooperative with them this year. And that one cut on and missed. One ball, two strikes. We're in the bottom of the second inning with one out, and the lead for Enid is 1-0. The 1-2 count will stay that way as Banker tops it over towards the Sand Springs dugout for a foul ball. Pierce doesn't like the ball he has, and he gives it back to Cross Bay, who hands that one to the home plate umpire, and the home plate umpire gives him a new one. And the 1-2. Strike out! The second one for Braden Pierce. He threw a fastball high and away. Banker chased it, and now we have out number two. Here in the bottom of two, with Braden Cook coming up, junior designated hitter for Sand Springs. It'll be up to him to keep the inning alive, and Pierce continues to be in a groove as he lofts another one in for a strike that Cook couldn't catch up to. Now Cook wants to talk it over with his head coach, Bill Hudson, who's coaching at third base. That's not a bad move at all by Bill, because he sees Braden Pierce out there right now, really settling into a nice groove and having his way. Oh-1 pitch. That one blasted over to third. Scrimmager keeps it in front of him and throws to first in plenty of time. It was hit hard, and Scrimmager did a nice job to pick it up and throw to first to retire the side. A 1-2-3 inning for Sand Springs in the bottom of the second. And we go to the third with the score. Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
If there's a financial service we don't have, you probably don't need it. We offer real estate, livestock and equipment loans, operating and agribusiness loans, leasing, appraisal services, crop insurance and life insurance, even online banking. And the expert, experienced people to help you with what you need. How can we help you? Farm Credit of Enid.
John Bowers here from Master Bowers Insurance. Say you bought a new suit. You paid a lot, but it didn't fit right. So you take it to a tailor and he says, "I'll use the best material and make it fit you like a glove. But when it's done, it's going to cost you less." Sounds absurd, yet that's what we do every day for our personal and commercial clients at Master Bowers Insurance. Why don't you check out how we can make your house, car, or business insurance fit you better and cost less? Messer Bowers, making sense of insurance since 1926. 233-1442.
KCRC.
The Enid Plainsmen had a great defensive inning that time in the bottom of the second. Great overall inning, really. They get a run, they go up 1-0. And we go to the third inning, back to the top of their order. Ambrin Wojcik, Mason Scrimmager, and Connor Gore. Enid trying to improve off of a season last year where they went 14-20. Sand Springs last season was 21-14. They're 1-1 so far this year. Enid 0-2, looking for win number one. And Wojcik, chopper over to short, and Thompson cannot handle it. That'll go down as an error on Mac Thompson. He put it in a tough place, but Thompson had a chance to make a play on it and could not. Mason Scrimmager is next. So again, that puts life in play for Enid. Scrimmager 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Standing in from the right side against the right-handed Hunter Greathouse. So Sand Springs with two errors in the game now. Enid 1. And the pitch to Mason. He tries to lay a bunt down and pops it up over towards the left side. It rolls foul. Ty Steelman flew over there to try to make a play on it, but it landed in front of him. 0-1. No balls, one strike. Scrimmager stepping out of the batter's box, getting the word from what Coach Brad Gore wants him to do, throws to first base, and Wojcik retreats there safely. He advanced to second back in the first inning on a wild pitch. Greathouse checks and fires. It's a swing and a miss by Scrimmager. Throw down a second. Got him. The throw was a little offline from Tyler Copeland, but Mac Thompson did a great job of grabbing it and applying the tag on Wojtek. Well, there's out number one, and that ends what was a pretty good threat going there for Enid. Connor Gore is up next, and he's waiting in the on-deck circle. We're in the top of the third inning. It's Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. 0-2 to Mason. Stayed away from it. Good eye, 1-2. It was up and in. Mason had a lot of ups and downs his freshman year, batting all over the order, from leadoff all the way down to ninth. But he is make no mistake about it, he is a sports nut and a big competitor. That one down and away, 2-2. Loves to talking to his dad, Wade Scrimmager, a lot in the offseason and in the regular season last year. He is just a competitor and loves to win and anything he puts his mind to. And he is in the batting cages a lot when the game is not going on. But he watches a curveball go inside on the corner for strike three here. So the previous four strikeouts for Hunter Greathouse were swinging. However, he just got Scrimmager looking. And there are two down in the top of the third now with Connor Gore up next. He tried to bunt, and he popped up right to the pitcher, Hunter Greathouse. Gore steps out of the batter's box after asking for time briefly and will get back in. These two teams will hook up tomorrow. The check swing by Gore. Did he go around? They're going to say he did. He tried to check his swing, but apparently he did not. To be honest with you, I thought it was a little iffy. It was very close to stopping, but I guess not. Both these teams, by the way, are heading to various tournaments. The Sand Springs baseball team will head to the Best of West tournament in Phoenix, Arizona, and Enid's going to a tournament in Tucson, Arizona, the week of March 13th. So they'll be in the same state, different places. 0-1 to Connor Gore, throws him on a strike, 0-2. Good fastball by Hunter Greathouse. And Greathouse, despite having some moments of rockiness, has also had moments of excellence. And Enid's down to their last strike here in the top of the third. And Gore stays alive with a foul off, poking it back to the wall. It'll stay 0-2, Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. Top half of inning number 3. If Connor Gore can somehow stay alive, it'll be Cross Bay next. Due up for Sand Springs, they're 8-9-1 batters in the bottom of the third of Braden Askew, Kyler Copeland, and then we go back to the top of the order with Mac Thompson. And the 0-2 pitch on its way to Gore hits the outside corner for strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts looking for the Enid Plainsmen to end the threat in the top half of the third. No runs, no hits, one error. Nobody left on base through 2.5. It's Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ball game. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
KCRC.
We have played 2.5 innings here from Sand Springs. John Herrick with you, the voice of Enid Plainsman Baseball. Proud to be it. My third season of doing this. Can't believe it. Remember, like it was yesterday, taking over in 2015, Bill Mayberry's last year as the head coach, and then Brad Gore comes in after Bill stepped down. Of course, Bill, though, still does an amazing job running David Allen Ballpark and works very well with Brad, putting on the summer baseball program and a whole lot of other great things at David Allen throughout all through the baseball season. JUCO World Series is coming up in May. We'll be back at David Allen Ballpark tomorrow when part two of this series will commence between Enid and Sand Springs. First man up in the inning for Sand Springs is Braden Askew. And he fans pitch number one from Braden Pierce. The two pitches that have been working tonight really well for Braden have been the fastball and the curveball. Enid leads Sand Springs 1-0. We're just underway here in the bottom of the third inning. That one skips in the dirt to home plate, though, 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count. There was a chance that we might see some inclement weather. A lot of people think we might still, but I think if we do here in the Sand Springs area, at least, it's projected to happen later in the evening. Hopefully, well after this game has ended, but you just never know. That pitch rifled away down as well, 2-1 from Braden Pierce. Mason Scrimmager, who got the start against Owosso on Thursday last week in the loss, he is scheduled to start tomorrow's game against Sand Springs. Fastball goes inside, 3-1. In fact, it was so far inside it nearly hit Askew. Right-hander versus right-hander in this matchup. Of course, that loss on Friday, you just got to chalk it up to how much better Owosso was than Thursday. There's strike two on the fastball. And Askew thought for sure that he had ball four. He was about to walk on down to first base, and the umpire said, not so fast. He goes back into the batter's box. That is not the way you want to earn favor with the umpire. 3-2 pitch, line foul. He stays alive. Cross Bay gets a new ball from the Sand Springs dugout. The Enid catcher and hands it to the home plate umpire. And the count is now full to Braden Askew, who's putting together a big at bat here, the pitch. Askew again fouls it back to the net. Fighting off that and staying alive. Aside from the incredibly high winds we've had today, it's been a very nice day and a warm day for March. Temperature's supposed to... So, like, we had a high in Enid today, about 82. It's supposed to get back to about 65. That one is hit off the inside portion of the bat. He was jammed. I mean, Braden Askew got jammed there, and Scrimmager did not really have a play on it. I'm going to go ahead and rule that an infield hit because it took a very favorable bounce for Askew, and Scrimmager had to charge to get it. Even if he would have picked it up, he wouldn't have been able to get Askew at first base. So that's hit number two in the game for Sand Springs. That represents the tying run. And now the go-ahead run is at the plate with Kyler Copeland, the sophomore right-handed catcher. The first pitch to him from Pierce. He tries to bunt it. Popped up. And it will go foul as it trickles out of play, 0-1. We have seen that happen a lot in this game. A lot of pop flies that have come very close to being very dangerous. The only one who's seen a tough result from it was Connor Gore with that pop out he had in the first inning. It's 1-0 Enid, but Sand Springs now has their leadoff man on. And the 0-1 pitch high. Throw down to first base. Cross Bay nearly at him. And a good job by Jarnigan. He almost got the tag down, but Askew was just able to beat it in the nick of time. And Cross Bay, the catcher for Enid, still not happy. I think he thinks that he got him, but umpire didn't see it that way. I don't know. The 1-1. This time a bunt laid down over to third. Charging a Scrimmager makes the safe play to first, and there's one down. But the sacrifice does its job. It's 5-3 on the putout. Moving Askew over to second base. And we go back to the top of the order with Mac Thompson, who's 1-1 tonight. A single and also a stolen base. He advanced to third. back in the first inning, but could get no further. Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. The lone run was scored by Colby Jarnigan in the second inning on a wild throw by Kyler Copeland to third base. It went wide of the bag, and Coach Brad Gore of Enid sent Colby home, and he put Enid ahead. But now Sand Springs has the tying run in scoring position. Curve ball by Braden, thrown for a strike. Right where it needed to be. He's been in a pretty good groove tonight. Pierce takes his time on this pitch and acts like he's going to throw to second. It's always a dangerous play when you decide to do that for two reasons. Number one, the tendency might be to sometimes balk or come close to balking. And if you throw over there and you miss on the throw, that ball's going into the outfield. The 0-1 pitch in the dirt for ball one, and a great stop by Cross Bay. Boy, I tell you what, Cross Bay has made a living off of being the Enid catcher and finding a way to stop a lot of those pitches that just come so close to getting through his legs, but he's able to block just about every one of them. He's been excellent at that in his career. The 1-1 pitch, a high fly drive out of play over towards the concession stand. That makes the count 1-2 now to Mac Thompson. After him, it's Cal Watkins, the next batter. That sacrifice bunt there by Copeland takes the double play really out of the equation. The 1-2, way upstairs for ball two. And that earns Mac Thompson a good eye chant from a couple of the Sand Springs fans in attendance. It's 2-2 now. The pitch. Got him swinging. Beautifully thrown by Braden Pierce. He had gone with a fastball a couple of times. That time he took something off it, and Thompson couldn't get it. That's strikeout number 3 for the junior. Cal Watkins is next. He is one of Braden Pierce's strikeout victims already in this ball game. There's 2 outs now in the bottom of the 3rd. And the pitch from Pierce gets away for ball 1. And now Coach Brad Gore for Enid needs to go out and have a quick word with Braden Pierce. And he's bringing in the whole infield for it. Of course, again, delicate moment in the ball game. The only inning, I think, where we haven't had a runner on base for either of these two teams was the bottom of the 2nd. And that was a 1-2-3 inning where Sand Springs went down quickly. Everything else, there's been some drama, and there's been some guys on base and some opportunities missed by both teams. But Enid leads where it matters most on the scoreboard, 1-0 in the bottom of the 3rd. And Sand Springs doing everything they can right now to tie this game up and maybe do some more damage than that. The count is 1-0 to Cal Watkins. The conversation ends with Coach Gore and company. And the 1-0 pitch way outside, and a nice stop again by Cross Bay as he juts out to grab it. Don't see a whole lot of activity in the Enid bullpen. But no matter what happens with Braden Pierce, you're going to need to see some activity also from your hitting as well. That pitch floats outside. The count is 3-0. That's the first time we've seen Braden Pierce have a 3-0 count against him. So, does Cal Watkins here have the 3-0 green light? Guess we'll find out. He does not, and it's outside for ball 4. Well, it took 2 2/3 innings for Braden Pierce to finally walk somebody. But now you just hope this just doesn't become a trend where this happens all the time. The next batter is Trace Tolbert. He reached on an error back in the 1st inning. Then he was caught stealing by Cross Bay, making him 0-for-1. Now we have runners on 1st and 2nd with 2 outs here. Utah leads at first and second for both runners, and Pierce comes back with a curveball that motors its way in for a strike. No balls, one strike to count. Can Pierce get out of this jam and preserve the 1-0 Enid lead? That one misses down and away for ball one. Pierce's ERA last year, a 10.27 earned run average. I think he got some work in as well over the summer with the Enid Plainsman summer baseball team. He did. He had a 5.09 ERA with a record of 2-3. That one down in the dirt and a good stop again by Cross, 2-1. On that summer season, he had 22 strikeouts, but he also had 20 walks. He also picked a guy off one time. Maybe he can possibly pick off Watkins there at first base. The 2-1, outside corner strike. That one looked a little, I'll be honest with you, that looked a little low, and some of the Sand Springs fans let the umpire have it. One lady immediately said, "Are you kidding me?" 1-0 the lead for Enid. Sand Springs trying to break it open. Got him looking, and Cross Bay knew it right away. As soon as he framed the pitch, it was strike three called, and Sand Springs leaves two runners on base. No runs, a hit, with no errors and two men left aboard. Enid still leads 1-0 over Sand Springs as we go to the fourth. This is Plainsman Baseball on KCRC.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
1390 KCRC.
The lead is 1-0 for the Enid Plainsmen as we go to the fourth inning. I'm John Herrick. Chance Davis is our producer-engineer back in our Enid studios. It's Enid Plainsmen Baseball on CTB Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC. You can also get us on the web, ctbsports.com, and on our new CTB Sports app. Batters 4, 5, and 6 due up here for the Plainsmen as we go to the top of the fourth. It'll be Cross Bay, Brett Russell, Colby Jarnigan. Bay has struck out, Russell has grounded out, and also Colby Jarnigan has singled and scored the only run of the game so far. A lot of dirt covering up the home plate, so the home plate umpire needs to wipe some of it off. Only two umpires work in this game, one behind home plate, one on the first base side. Of course, if there's a runner on first, that umpire will likely move into the infield. And Bay takes ball one down and away. So Cross Bay, an 0-for-1 night so far after he went 0-for-1 against Owosso on Friday with a walk. However, he did have two RBI in the opening game against Owosso last Thursday. He needs a moment and calls for time. Bay led the Enid Plainsman summer baseball team in RBIs with 20 of them. And then C.J. Arndt was second with 19. And that hit him. It came close. He's trying to say it did. That's what he's telling the home plate umpire, but that umpire does not see it that way. But it's 2-0. Hunter Greathouse still out there pitching for Sand Springs. He has 6 strikeouts in the game with 1 walk, and he has allowed an unearned run. The 2-0 offering to Cross, cut on and missed, 2-1. Of course, Greathouse, awfully athletic in his own right, the quarterback of the Sand Springs football team from this past season. Full name is Alexander Greathouse, but he goes by Hunter. Wind starting to pick up a little bit outside, and that one goes off the glove of Copeland and rolls toward the backstop. And since there's nobody on base, it's just a ball to make the count 3-1. Coach Brad Gore for Enid steps out and gives Cross Bay a couple of signs for what to do. Cross steps back into the batter's box with the count. 3 balls, 1 strike. And he skies it high and way foul. And the wind will take care of the rest of that one. It was a little bit down, and I think Cross felt it was a strike, but he went after it, fouled it off. And the at-bat continues. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out so far. Top of the fourth inning. Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. And Hunter Greathouse with the count full, and here is the payoff. Bay goes down swinging again. So Cross Bay 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts in this game. Enid holding on to a 1-0 lead here in the top of the fourth inning with Brett Russell coming up. He led off the second with a ground out to second. Due up for Sand Springs in the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be their 4, 5, and 6 batters. Hunter Greathouse, Josh Tabor, and Ben Banker. The first pitch to Brett, perfectly thrown for a strike right on the inside corner. Good fastball delivery from Hunter Greathouse. A 1 pitch. That time he nicks it foul. We know some of Enid's opponents. We know that they're going to play in the Gladys Winners Tournament. We know also they're going to play in the Choctaw Tournament at the end of March. They're going to be playing Union, which is going to be awkward because they're already going to have a doubleheader against Union. But that won't count as a district game. Curveball is up high for ball 1. Then they'll play the Choctaw, the Oklahoma City Broncos, and also Guthrie. That's who we know they're going to play on the 30th and the 31st. And then they might play on the 1st of April, depending on how they do the first 2 days in that tournament. A knee-high strike 3 called on Brett Russell. I'll say this for Hunter Greathouse. The good has far outweighed the bad with this young man tonight. So you got to give Enid a lot of credit for the times they've been on base because it hasn't happened all that often. Colby Jarnigan is next. With 2 outs against him, can he keep the inning alive? Strike on. Oh, they're going to say it missed on the outside part. Looked like it was pretty good to me. And in the Gladys Winners Tournament, we'll see some of the same faces that we've seen a lot in that tournament. Putnam City North, Stillwater, Edmond North, and Edmond Santa Fe. That pitch gets away downstairs, 2-0. Usually if Enid doesn't play those kind of teams in the Gladys Winners Tournament, they'll be playing them in some other tournament, I could just about assure you that. Except for the Sal Pointer Lancer Classic in Tucson. Of course, in that tournament, they're playing all Arizona teams. That one's a slow chopper behind home plate foul. Some of their other non-district foes include Woodward, also Del City, and UConn. UConn's scheduled to be their season finale. It's 2 balls and a strike to Colby. Kick and the deal. Inside corner for strike 2. Colby didn't quite think that's what it was, but nonetheless, that is the ruling, and there's deuces wild on the scoreboard now. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs with the score. 1-0 Enid here in the top of the fourth inning. And the pitch. Way downstairs. Good eye by Colby that time. 3-2. And a good block by the catcher, Kyler Copeland. Still nobody on base, though, for Enid in the top of the fourth inning. Neither team has any bullpen activity yet. Jarnigan gets a piece of it and smokes it back to the net foul. Trying to stay alive with the count full at 3 balls, 2 strikes. He steps back into the batter's box, twirls it behind his head, and waits for the delivery. Here it comes, and he goes down swinging. Three Enid batters up in the fourth, and three of them all strike out. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. Enid still on top of Sand Springs, though, 1-0. This is Plainsman Baseball on KCRC.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
KCRC.
We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Enid Plainsman baseball team enjoying a 1-0 lead. Sand Springs has threatened it a few times, made it interesting. Sand Springs has had opportunities. They have left three runners on base, one in the first and two in the third. They had Enid in a pretty tough jam there in the third inning. But then, after a sacrifice bunt, a strikeout, a walk, and then a strikeout, a big one by Braden Pierce on Trey Stolbert, ended the threat. And then all three of Enid's batters in the top of the fourth inning just struck out. Ross Bay, Colby Jarnigan, and Brett Russell all went down. And now it's pitcher versus pitcher here as Braden Pierce will go toe-to-toe with Hunter Greathouse. Pierce has four strikeouts and one walk in tonight's game. He has allowed two hits. Enid with one error defensively. And Sand Springs has two. Greathouse needs a moment, steps back in. He grounded right back out to Pierce to end the first. This time he motors it foul down the right field line. It took a really high bounce off of contact, but then went out of play. Sand Springs in white jerseys with black numbers and letters, gold trim, Enid High. In road blue jerseys, white numbers and letters. And there's a slow roller over to first, picked up. It's a tough play. Pierce cannot get there. It was scooped up by Colby Jarnigan, flipped it to Pierce, but good speed by Hunter Greathouse. So Hunter Greathouse has the hit, and it's the third one of the evening for Sand Springs with Josh Tabor coming up. Tabor led off the second with a fly out to left. Actually, yes, we are. The umpire was making a note in his scorebook. Thought we might have a pinch hitter, but nope, it will be Tabor. Senior left-handed right fielder. Courtesy runner just came in. Couldn't quite see his number, though. Once we get that, we'll let you know who it is. The pitch is a strike. As Josh Tabor tries to show bunt. Looks like it's Cameron Adcock who's up to courtesy run. That pitch goes way upstairs on Pierce. One ball, one strike. Boy, this would be a big one if you can get this game, if you're the Enid Plainsman, to get a district win on the road going back home tomorrow. That would be awfully, awfully nice. Because then you're going back home, you're feeling confident, you got your number one pitcher, Mason Scrimmager, going. The 1-1 offering is skied high and out onto the street. Foul, 1-2. Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. Small lead at first base for Cameron Adcock. Courtesy runner for Hunter Greathouse. 1-2 pitch is on its way. On the outside corner for strike three from Braden Pierce. That is the second time tonight that Pierce has struck out a Sand Springs batter looking. And that is his fifth strikeout total with Ben Banker up to bat. And Banker is also one of Pierce's previous strikeout victims. He did that back in the second, making him 0-for-1. There's one out here in the bottom of the fourth. And Pierce, a quick pickoff throw to first base, which Hunter Greathouse's courtesy runner, Cameron Adcock, is not fooled by. The lead is 1-0 for the Enid Plainsmen. It's been that since the second inning. Throw over there again, and back safely goes Greathouse, or Adcock, excuse me. So they've got, we are in the bottom portion of the order now for Sand Springs. This is their sixth batter in the order. Infield at double play depth for Enid. That pitch upstairs, ball one. Wind starting to pick up a little bit outside, which has sort of been the case with it all day today across Oklahoma. One ball, no strikes is the count. And it nearly hit him. That pitch almost smoked Banker in the shoulder, but it did not. That's 2-0 the count. Some of Sand Springs' non-district opponents, Memorial, Coweta, Cashel Hall, a pretty good 3A team. Also Booker T. Washington. That one down and away. Three balls, no strikes. They'll also play Sepulpa at the end of March. Pierce checks the runner and fires on the 3-0 count, and there's ball four. That's not at all what you want to see if you're coach Brad Gore. Your pitcher in a groove, and then all of a sudden he throws a four-pitch walk to Ben Banker, a guy he struck out earlier in this game. And once again, Sand Springs threatening with runners on first and second now with just one out in the bottom of the fourth, and Braden Cook coming up. He is 0-for-1 with a ground out to third base. So a couple of the guys that gave Enid not much trouble in the second inning starting to be a little bit of a thorn in their side here in the fourth. Braden Pierce asks for a new baseball behind home plate. He gets it. And his first pitch to Cook, high again. So that is the fifth straight ball thrown by Braden Pierce, and that draws the concern of Enid Plainsman baseball coach Brad Gore. He doesn't want to see a repeat of what happened last Thursday against Owosso. But he's bringing out the entire infield to have this conversation. The question is, will there be a pitching change? Don't see anybody up in the bullpen at the moment. Of course, it'd be kind of hard to find a catcher to have receive bullpen throws because you've got Cross Bay out there right now catching like he normally does, and you've got Braden Pierce, who is the other team's catcher. When if he's not pitching, he's either catching on a day where Cross Bay maybe is off, like it's a doubleheader. Sometimes Pierce gets work in as a catcher. But he's leaving Pierce in the game. He heads back to the dugout. Coach Gore does. Sand Springs took a moment. They talked about what to do here in the bottom of the fourth inning with runners on first and second, and the lead for Enid, 1-0. There's one out. The pitch to Braden Cook inside and nearly hit him for ball two. So that is six consecutive balls now thrown from Braden Pierce. And he hit him. So now you really start to wonder about possibly fatigue. That just loaded the bases up. For Braden Askew. Askew has one of the three Sand Springs hits in this game. He singled to lead off the third inning. And Coach Gore in the Enid dugout is looking around at a possible pitching option but he is leaving Braden Pierce in the game. Trying to see if he can work through this. He's worked through a lot of other jams tonight. But now the bases are loaded for Sand Springs here in the bottom of the fourth. And the pitch. Skied up in the air, but over our heads and foul. 0-1. It is Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. It has been that way since the second inning. Sand Springs, though, left two runners on base here in the third, and now they've got them loaded in the fourth. 0-1 pitch. Down in the dirt. Great stop. Cross Bay with another magnificent save behind home plate. Hunter Greathouse started this inning off with a single. Josh Tabor struck out looking, but then Banker walked on four straight pitches, and then Braden Cook got hit by a pitch from Braden Pierce. The 1-1 misses down and away, 2-1. Sand Springs fans sitting right down in front of us, in front of the press box, starting to enjoy this. Maybe they can see their team break this game open. Enid trying to avoid that, leading by one. The pitch sent in the air to right, but it will slice foul. 2-2 the count. These innings here for Enid and Sand Springs have been filled with a lot of tense moments where there's been very little payoff for either side a lot of time. But baseball is a crazy game that can change in a heartbeat. The 2-2 offering from Pierce, and here it comes. Too far inside, and it nearly hit him. But it did not. It just makes the count full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And now Cross Bay, the catcher for Enid, goes out in front of the mound and says something to Braden Pierce. Now he goes back behind home plate. Very key moment in this game. Bases loaded. The 3-2. That one popped up, and it's gonna land very close to us. I mean, that thing landed on the bleachers just over to our right and almost hit a spectator, but it did not. There's a lady out there that just asked, "Where's my helmet?" Good question. My helmet's the roof I'm sitting under, thankfully. And the count stays at 3 balls, 2 strikes to Braden Askew. He did this very well to Braden Pierce in the last meeting between these two. In the third, the pitch. And he's jammed, but he fouled it off. Pierce jammed him, but then he was able to muscle it out of play. We are in the bottom half of inning number 4. Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing, but Sand Springs has the bases juiced. Trying to change that. And Askew just called for time in this battle of the Bradens. Braden Askew for Sand Springs. Braden Pierce for Enid. Askew stepping in. Now here we go with a 3-2 once more. He puts it in play. Over to third. Scrimmager picks it up. Throws to second to get one on to first. Double play! And the Enid Plainsmen get out of the jam. A 5-4-3 twin killer. And a backbreaker for Sand Springs as we head to the fifth. Enid 1, Sand Springs nothing. The score remains. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
1390 KCRC.
The lead is 1-0 for the Enid Plainsmen. And a massive moment of this game just went looking like it was possibly going to go well for the Enid Plainsmen, the Sand Springs baseball team. They had the bases loaded in that inning with one out. And then a ground ball by Braden Askew hit over to third base, a 5-4-3 double play. And up to bat comes C.J. Arndt. And C.J. Arndt has not been, I would say, successfully retired in his last four trips. He's had a sacrifice bunt and two walks, and he got hit there. So his last three trips, actually, takes ball one high. Next pitch to him, misses again from Greathouse. C.J. Arndt, though, typically likes that ball up in the zone. He shows bunt and then backs off and takes ball three, which makes the Enid bench to our left start to get a little more rowdy here. And there is some activity in the bullpen now. It looks like Enid will have up Colton Troxell. And now a strike thrown by Greathouse. Remember, Greathouse had one pitch thrown back in the first inning, which was a high pitch that went to the net and ended up being a wild pitch, and he had one of those in his warm-up, but he misses there for ball four. So C.J. Arndt has now drawn three straight walks going back to last game against Owosso. Good start, and Braden Pierce comes up next. So the fact that Braden Pierce is coming up to hit is encouraging that he might stay in the game. Enid trying to get their first win of the season, shake off those two tough losses to Owosso on Thursday and Friday of last week. Those were two district losses and a ball one high. He showed bunt, but then he saw where that ball was going, and he got out of the way. And now coach for Sand Springs is coming out, not Bill Hudson, but I believe one of the assistants, Scott Watkins, is heading out there. So that means that we might not see a pitching change here. Excuse me, folks. I've been battling a cold for the last 4 or 5 days. So Watkins wants to go out and have a quick word with him. And he leaves him in the game. It's a very brief conversation. That allows Braden Pierce to go over and have a quick word with Brad Gore. Enid has their leadoff man on. They have had two hits in the game. The 1-0 delivery way outside from Greathouse, 2-0. Enid bench making a lot of noise over in the dugout. Small lead at first for C.J. Arndt. And a strike thrown by Greathouse. Despite bunt being shown by Pierce. C.J. Arndt, he can steal if he wants to. For the Plainsmen summer baseball team, he stole 14 bases over the summer. And last year, during the varsity season, C.J. stole 11 bases. And Greathouse misfires on another pitch to make it 3-1 the count. There's nobody out. We are in the top of the fifth inning, and Enid leads Sand Springs 1-0. And what has been a dogfight of a game so far, quick throw to first base, and Arndt gets back in plenty of time. It's 3-1. 3-1 the count. Pierce 0 for 1 tonight with a strikeout. And he pops up the bunt, a diving catch made by Steelman over to first, and the throw is wild. It gets by the first baseman, banker, and that allows Art to go to second. The throw went all the way into right field, so Art's going to take third base. So C.J. Art goes to third on what is an E5 on Ty Steelman. So that is a big break for Enid. He picked up the ball after making a great diving play to retire Pierce. But then he made an errant throw over to first base to try to double off Art, and Art takes third. So that is now the third error in the ball game on Sand Springs, and Enid's going to have to try to cash in on it right now. Kobe Hudson is up. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. He shows bunt and ends up taking ball one. Really be nice to see Kobe get going here. He only hit 178 over the summer. Granted, he is just a sophomore and hasn't had a ton of at-bats or experience. And he drives this one high in the air to left. Dove for it and could not get it. Ty Steelman, the third baseman, could not catch it in foul ground. So it's just a harmless strike in the end. Makes it 1-1 the count. Hudson stepping out of the batter's box and taking the signs from Coach Brad Gore. 1-0 ended. They've got C.J. Arndt on third base here in the top of the fifth inning. And the pitch. Good eye by Kobe. Turned his back away from that one. It was way inside from Hunter Greathouse. He steps out of the batter's box for a moment, gets back in, twirls his bat, waits for the pitch, and takes it. Knee-high strike, 2-2. After Kobe, we go back to the top of the order with Ambrin Wojcik, who has reached base safely tonight. Twice. Once on a single, once on an error. Batters 9-1-2 are coming up for Sand Springs at the bottom of the fifth. And Hudson goes down swinging. He chased some high cheese there, and that's two outs now for Kobe Hudson. He's 0-2 with two strikeouts, both of them swinging, with Ambrin Wojcik coming up next. Wojcik has one of Enid's two hits. Let's see if he might be able to provide them with a third one. Wojcik steps out of the batter's box and takes a practice swing. We are in the top of the fifth inning. Two outs and ball one high from Hunter Greathouse. One ball, no strikes. C.J. Arndt is on third base. He got to first on a walk and then advanced to third on a wild throw. Nearly came around to score. And the 1-0 pitch. Painted the outside corner to the left-handed Wojcik, 1-1. Hunter Greathouse, through 4 2/3, has allowed one unearned run. He has, though, been pretty dynamite. 10 strikeouts, 2 walks. The 1-1 pitch. Wojcik gets a bunt down. It stays fair. Run will score, and Wojcik is going to reach first safely. What a gutsy decision there by Ambrin Wojcik to lay a bunt down. It scores C.J. Arndt, and it's an RBI single. Clutch play for Ambrin Wojcik to drive home Enid's second run of the game. Mason Scrimmager is next. He's 0-2 tonight. Two strikeouts, one looking and one swinging. Throw over there. Oh, very close. Hunter Greathouse nearly got Ambrin Wojcik. And you can see the hard work that Ambrin Wojcik put in the summer is really starting to pay off. He hit 305 over the summer and got 95 at bats. That pitch sails upstairs 1-0. So Enid's lead is now 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Small lead from first base for Amron Wojcik. Greathouse looking over Wojcik's way. The pitch too far inside, 2-0. How much longer is Sand Springs going to hold on to Hunter Greathouse here? He has been laboring a little bit out there. But that was a heck of a bunt by Amron Wojcik. And the way that ball stayed fair. And Scrimmager fans that pitch, 2-0. Enid's lead on Sand Springs, 2-0. Here in the top half of the fifth inning, Enid trying to get this first win of their season under their belt, go to 1-2 and force Sand Springs to drop to 1-2. The 2-1 pitch, Wojcik goes, and he will reach second base safely. Tyler Copeland didn't want to risk it, so he just let him go to second. And the count is 3-1. Boy, just looking at Coach Brad Gore, coach for Enid, it's just amazing to watch his mannerisms. He is incredibly hyped about baseball. He loves everything about it. So intense. And there's a base knock to right by Mason Scrimmager. Picked up by Tabor. He fires it in. The relay throw gets past him. Run will score. Throw to second base. He's out. Oh, I don't even think he touched Scrimmager's leg. But the run will come home to score, even though Scrimmager is suspectly ruled out at second base. He does get an RBI out of it that scores Amron Wojcik, and that makes it 3-0 Enid as we go to the bottom of the fifth. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
KCRC.
Well, Enid had a couple of opportunities earlier in this game to bust it open. They couldn't convert, but in the fifth inning, they do just that. A bunt single by Amron Wojcik scores. C.J. Arndt from third base, that made it 2-0. And then an RBI single by Mason Scrimmager scored Wojcik to make it 3-0. And Scrimmager was thrown out at second to end the top of the fifth. So now Sand Springs is really up against it, down 3-0 as we start bottom half of inning number 5. Kyler Copeland is up first. He sacrificed Braden Askew over to second base back in the third inning. First pitch to him from Braden Pierce, the starter. Down and away on the miss, and it's 1-0, no strikes. The next pitch. Check swing, it didn't matter. He laid off it, but it was perfect anyway from Braden. 1-0, 1-0. Boy, Braden Pierce has really come of age tonight. I remember he had had a good game once in the regular season last year, and this one's fouled off. And then they went into a tournament, Edmond tournament where we played all the games at Edmond Santa Fe, and you play at Deer Creek Edmond, and you play over at Edmond North. And in that tournament, Braden struggled. But he has really grown from that experience, you can tell, and especially the help that he had over the summer. Although that pitch nearly took off Kyler Copeland's head. He went falling down just to avoid that. And it's 2-0, 2-0 to Kyler. Bottom of the fifth, it's 3-0 Enid Plainsman leading Sand Springs. And that one sprayed foul, out of play down the right field line. Sand Springs has had a lot of opportunities. They had the bases loaded, especially in the fourth inning, and grounded in to a 5-4-3 double play. That's what Braden Askew did. 2-2 pitch, slides and away, 3-2. So Sand Springs has stranded five runners on base. Enid has left two men aboard. And Copeland gets walked. That pitch was inside, and he was able to get away from it. Now Coach Brad Gore coming out again for Enid. Could this be the end of the night for Braden Pierce? And he is bringing on his center fielder, Colton Troxell, who was warming up in the bullpen. So Troxell's going to come in and play the pitching role. And coming in to take Troxell's role in center field will be, it looks like, a new player. And I will let you know who that guy is when we come back after this brief timeout. 3-0 Enid, bottom of the fifth, and Sand Springs has a runner on first. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship for the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniker Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniker Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
WTG.
What does that mean to you?
What to get?
Ribs, burgers, sandwiches, wraps, shrimp, catfish, wings, salads, great daily specials.
When to go?
7 days a week, lunch and dinner.
Why to go?
Fast, affordable, locally owned, smoke-free, kid-friendly.
Watch the game?
8 TVs, every sport imaginable.
Where to go?
Corner of Cleveland and Garriott, Westgate Shopping Center. Or have it delivered, 237-9464.
What's that great?
Simply Great Wings.
What is WTG?
Wings to go, don't you know?
1390 KCRC.
The new pitcher for the Enid Plainsman is Colton Troxell, who we saw warming up earlier. And he has now moved from center field to pitching. And Logan Greenhall is up off the Enid bench, and he will play center field. He is a freshman. One of the seven freshmen on this roster. And Troxell blows the first pitch by Mac Thompson for a strike. Mac tonight, 1-for-2 with a single and a stolen base. It's 3-0 Enid. We are in the bottom of the fifth inning. Nobody out. Sand Springs has a runner on first. Throw by Troxell over to first, and back in time goes Copeland, the catcher who just walked from Braden Pierce to start off the inning. So that runner is a man that Braden Pierce is responsible for. Pierce pitched four innings. Don't have the complete stat line on him yet. Strike two thrown, though, by Troxell. Pierce pitched four innings. He gave up three hits. He had two walks, five strikeouts, and that run total could change depending on what happens with that runner on first. The 0-2 pitch, low, ball one. Troxell, when he pitched over the summer for the Enid Plainsman baseball team, a 1.77 ERA, a 4-1 record with two complete games to his credit. And there's the throw over there, and that was after a rough varsity Enid High season last year, where he ended up going 0-6 with a 5.42 ERA. He had 23 strikeouts, 19 walks. And trying to help preserve the win for Enid, and that one is lifted into left over the head of Connor Gore. picked up by Kobe Hudson, and he gets it back in quickly. It's runners on first and second now with nobody out. And that brings up Cal Watkins, who is 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout in this ball game. You hope that... You wonder about Enid's pitching depth, coming off a season where they lost Tanner Lingenfelter at pitching, who could be one of the key guys out of the bullpen, and then Johnny Chavez the race, but a pick missed, but then a throw down to first, throw down to second base, and Cross Bay has caught Kyler Copeland in a pickle, and is he out? Yes, he is. Good job there. Bay threw it over to second base and caught Kyler Copeland in a rundown. Eventually, Scrimmager tagged him out. Now, that is another missed opportunity for Sand Springs. They had runners on first and second. Now, they just have a runner on first. And that is great news for the Enid Plainsmen. Enid 3, Sand Springs nothing. District sweeps are hard to come by, especially in Enid's district, where there's Bixby and Union and Owosso, Sand Springs. And if you can get the one on the road, you feel a lot better about your chances coming back home tomorrow night. The count is 0-1 to Cal Watkins. Enid 3, Sand Springs nothing here in the bottom of the fifth with one out. And the pitch is low. From Colton Troxell, one ball, one strike. Mason Scrimmager is totally expecting bunt. He flew up there and was getting ready for that very scenario. Thompson, a small lead from first. Colton Troxell fires it over there. And Thompson gets back on the bag in time. Enid trying to hold on to this 3-0 lead. They've been gutting it out all evening. And he steps off the rubber. Cal Watkins does. He will take a couple of practice swings. Now he's going to show bunt again. The pitch is bunted down the first base line. It'll stay fair. It's picked up, and he's out. Nicely done there. Braden Pierce now is playing first base, and Jarnigan is out of the game. So that was Braden Pierce who picked up the ball and tagged him out. And now the umpires are getting together, talk about something, and they just want to make sure they have the right call, and they call him out. So Watkins is retired, but he does move Thompson over to second base. So Sand Springs has a runner on second here in the bottom of the fifth with a score. Enid 3, Sand Springs nothing. And Trace Tolbert, senior center fielder, coming up to the dish next. The pitch on its way. Strike on the curve from Troxell. I would say, starting to see from Colton Troxell, when he began his career as a sophomore, that curveball of his has probably been his best weapon. Not that he's had a bad slider or a fastball, but the curveball has always been something he has loved to throw. He throws it again here, leads to a high chopper to Scrimmager. He bobbles it for a second, throw to first. And they're going to say he did not get him, throw back to third. Now he's out. He overslid the bag, and Scrimmager got him out of there. Sand Springs doesn't believe it. But that's exactly what happens. So after Tolbert gets in safely on an infield hit, the throw over to third is able to retire Mac Thompson. So, once again, Sand Springs comes up short. No runs, two hits, along with no errors and a man left on base. It is 3-0 Enid as we go to the sixth. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTV Sports.
Have you seen Bob and Janice yet?
The Bickersons? We'll hear them before we see them. I wonder what they'll argue about tonight.
Oh, there they are.
Are they smiling?
Hi, ladies. Janice, dear, can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, handsome.
You two are acting like newlyweds.
I know. What's your secret? A book? Therapy? Electroshock?
We are in therapy. every night in our backyard.
Your backyard?
In our new hot spring spa, yeah. Stress and tension melt away. And it's a great place for Bob and I to talk and reconnect. Just the two of us.
Wow, you two will be the talk of the party.
I doubt it. We don't plan on staying long.
Marriage counselor? Liquid therapy? Private rendezvous? What will a hot spring spa be for you?
Get into a hot spring spa at Oakwood Pool and Spa, 929 South Oakwood in Enid. Find them on the web at oakwoodpool.com.
KCRC.
It is a 3-0 advantage for the Enid Plainsmen. I'm John Herrick with you from the Sand Spring Sports Complex. At their baseball field, and they've got their softball diamond over to our right. And I think we are going to have a new Sand Springs pitcher to start off this inning, maybe. And it is indeed a new young one. It is Brock Youngblood, who is a junior right-hander. So Brock Youngblood, the new Sand Springs pitcher, comes in, and he'll relieve Hunter Greathouse. Trying to make sure this Sand Springs deficit doesn't fall any worse than it is. Enid 3, Sand Springs nothing. So Hunter Greathouse ends up pitching 5 innings. He gave up 4 hits. He did allow 3 runs, but only one of which was earned. He had 2 walks, but he really dazzled in the strikeout department. Connor Gore is next for Enid. Batters 3, 4, and 5 in their order. Gore 0 for 2 tonight. And Youngblood's first pitch is a strike on a curve. Greathouse ended up with 10 Ks on the evening. Nicely done by him there. And only allowed 1 earned run. The other 2 were aided by Sand Springs defensive errors. And the pitch is low and in the dirt, stopped by Kyler Copeland. And it's 1-1 to Brock. From Brock, excuse me, to Connor Gore. Gore 0 for 2. After a night where he went 2-for-2 against Owosso on Friday. Top of the 6th inning, Enid leading Sand Springs, 3-0. Trying to hold on and get their first win of the season as that one curves in for strike 2, 1-2. And also their first overall win of the season. It would be great if it came in district play. Not that the other games aren't important, but boy, district wins are huge. It's 1-2 to Connor Gore, and he needs a moment. The freshman steps out, takes a couple of practice swings. Of course, Connor just is about as much of a baseball junkie as his dad, Brad Gore, is, the head coach of Enid. And, of course, Brad's youngest son, Cal Gore. And a check swing, did he go around as that pitch goes low and away? No, he did not, 1-2. If any of you have been to David Allen Ballpark during an Enid baseball game at home for them, you've seen how much Cal Gore loves baseball. I mean, that kid will, he'll swing his bat. He'll play catch with some of the Enid Hives baseball players. He'll throw the ball at the wall and act like he's ready to catch a ground ball. He loves everything about it, just like his dad does. Connor Gore's pitch to him, a swing and a high drive into left. Retreating back there is Brandon Askew, and he cannot make the catch. Well, that looked like it was a pretty routine fly ball, and he misplayed it. So that puts Connor Gore on second base. That is an E7 on Brandon Askew. And Cross Bay will come up next. So 4 Sand Springs errors now. Ross Bay steps into the batter's box with Enid leading 3-0 here in the top of the 6th inning and trying to get out of here with a road win. 3-0 pitch. Bay shows bunt. Gets it down right in front of home plate. Picked up by Youngblood to throw to first. He is safe. Yeah, that's a good call. Coach Denham Sullivan of Enid, the assistant coach over there, said he was there. And plenty of time. And Cross Bay, a guy not known for bunting usually, laid down a very good one and motored his way to first base. Brett Russell is next. He's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. And Enid has runners on the corners, one over at first and one over on the hot corner at third. Already leading 3-0. We also have the final numbers on Braden Pierce, who is set up to possibly be the winning pitcher for Enid if they can continue to pull through these next two innings and get out of here with wins. Brett Russell to the dish. He shows bunt, and that pitch goes down and away from Youngblood. Coach Brad Gore of Enid loves the small ball game. He loves to try to, you know, get bunts down. He likes to move guys along the base paths. Enid's not really one of those teams that can hit for a lot of power. They only had, last season, 3 home runs. So it's more of a luxury than it is a normality. They don't normally do it a whole lot, so they have to bunt to get guys across and get guys on base. And there's a bunt laid down by Russell that scoots foul. 1-1. And as we've seen, when it's executed properly, boy, is it really effective. By far, though, Ambrin Wojcik had an unbelievable bunt, which allowed the second run for Enid to come around and score back in the fifth, and then he later scored on an RBI single for Mason Scrimmager. 3-0 the lead for Enid, top of 6. They have runners on first and third and nobody out. And the pitch to Brett, bunt laid down, and this is another beauty. It's picked up by Youngblood, throw to first, and he gets Russell. However, scoring from third is Connor Gore. So it is a sacrifice RBI there for Brett Russell. And that makes it 4-0, the lead for Enid. Sure, they've been helped out with some Sand Springs mistakes, but they have also taken advantage of every key moment. Colby Jarnigan is next, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a run scored. He's also stolen a base. Rock Youngblood gets the sign and fires. A strike on the outside corner, nothing and one the count. So, folks, you should feel, if you're encouraged by listening to this broadcast, I'd hope you are. Enid playing awfully well. You should definitely come on out to David Allen Ballpark. Watch tomorrow's game against Sand Springs. Still plenty to be enthused about. Don't get too discouraged yet by the 0-2 start. I think there's still a lot of good things left for the Enid baseball team to accomplish this season, as that one is dribbled into the dirt foul by Colby Jarnigan. 0-2 the count. So come on in, watch some great baseball, take your radios, and be sure to listen to me and follow along with the action. 4-0 the lead for Enid. Youngblood looks over at second in the pitch. It curves way outside, and it goes off the foot of Copeland. Throw to third. Not going to get there in time. Cross Bay, who had moved to second on the sacrifice, is able to go to third. And that's a tough call. Do you say that's a pass ball or possibly a wild pitch? Well, I'm going to say it was a wild pitch because it was way low and away. And even though Copeland looked like he might have had his fingertips on it, couldn't quite get there. And now a courtesy runner is coming in for Cross Bay. I believe that's Dakota Cronister, maybe. We'll see in just a second. 1-2 the count to Colby, and he chops it high in the air to first base. It's grabbed on the hop by Cal Watkins, who taps the first base bag and retires Jarnigan. And there was no play really anywhere else to go. That is Dakota Cronister now. Yep, over at third. There's 2 outs. And that brings up C.J. Arndt. Now, C.J. is one of those guys who loves to hit for power. You can tell he wants to drive that ball deep into the gap or out of the park, but he has learned, and I can just tell already by the 3 games that he has played this season, he has become a much more patient hitter. He has drawn 2 walks tonight, and he has a great eye on this pitch. That ball ends up at his ankles. One ball, no strikes from Brock Youngblood. A 4-0 lead for the Enid Plainsmen. We are in the top of the sixth inning. There are two outs. And the runner on third is Dakota Chronister. Youngblood gets the sign and the pitch. Low and away. Two balls, no strikes. Arndt will step out of the batter's box and take a practice swing or two. I'm John Herrick with you from Sand Springs. Chance Davis, our producer-engineer, back in our Enid studios. Youngblood gets the sign and delivers. And Arndt with a shot into left, but a good job defensively by Braden Askew. He read it and got over there in time. A run, a hit with an error, and a man left on base, but we have played 5.5, and it's the Enid Plainsmen with the upper hand on the Sand Springs Sandites, 4-0. This is Plainsmen Baseball from CTV Sports.
Folds of Honor is on a mission to empower military families by providing educational scholarships to the children and spouses of military servicemen and women killed or disabled while serving our great nation. That's why Security National Bank of Enid is offering the SMB Folds of Honor Visa debit card. It can be used for all your normal purchases and doesn't cost you anything extra. A portion of each purchase will go to make a lasting impact for military families. Request your Security National Bank Folds of Honor Visa debit card today. Strong, safe, secure. That's Security National Bank of Enid. Member FDIC.
Sin. It's not just doing bad things, it's a broken relationship with God the Father. You and I have both sinned and fall short of God's glory. We are the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We won't make you rich or promise a perfect life, nor heal your bruised inner child, but we will show you the real Jesus, the Son of God in flesh, who paid for the world's sins on the cross. Yours too. In Him you have peace with God. To find out more, check the yellow pages for a Lutheran church near you.
1390 KCRC.
A 4-0 lead for the Enid Plainsmen. Colton Troxell is pitching on in relief of Braden Pierce. Braden tonight pitched 4 innings. He gave up 3 hits, no runs. He had 2 walks, but he also had 5 strikeouts in what was his season debut for 2017. Braden Pierce put together a really nice outing, and that's a good sign for him. After last season, in the regular season in the school year, he had a 10.17 ERA, but then had a very solid summer for the Enid Plainsmen baseball team. He went what was a 5.09 ERA and a 2-3 record, so much better over the summer. First guy up for Sand Springs is Hunter Greathouse, who's no longer pitching in the game, but he fouls this first pitch off 0-1. The infield needs to get together and have a quick word with Colton Troxell as they give him some encouraging words as he tries to get out of the inning. Braden Pierce, though, is playing over at first base. Then you have Ambrin Wojtek at second. Connor Gore is at short. Mason Scrimmager at third. Cross Bay has done dynamite work behind home plate, as he usually does. Hunter Greathouse is 1-for-2 with a single. And he is quickly behind 0-2 with a strike. 4-0 the lead for Enid. They got 1 run in the second. 2 more in the fifth. And then another one there in that sixth. The pitch, that one driven back to the net, foul, and it bounces down in foul territory. Greathouse trying to do whatever he can to get his team back in the game. He really did not pitch a bad game tonight. And he goes down on strikes as Troxell threw an off-speeder to him. That was a beauty. I think at that point, it looked like Greathouse was really just pressing and wanted to do whatever he could to get on base. And he reached out at one he probably shouldn't have. Josh Tabor is up next. He's 0-for-2. First pitch to him, down and away, ball one. These two teams will play again tomorrow night, same time at 6:30, but a different place. Tonight it was at Sand Springs. Tomorrow it is back at David Allen Ballpark. The 1-0 to Tabor, fell behind, 1-1. Swung a little bit too late at that one. Troxell's off-speed pitches are mixing it up and working well right now. The 1-1 pitch got away, 2-1. So a bit of a long, not quite as long of a trip tonight for the Enid Plainsman baseball team. Not quite as long as Owosso. That's a tapper back to the mound. Troxel bobbles it, but picks it up and doesn't get him. I think Troxel thought he had it a little bit in his hand, but he misplayed it. Didn't quite look it all the way into his glove. So that's going to go down as an E1 on Colton Troxel. And it allows Josh Tabor to head to first. Ben Banker is next. He's 0-1 with a walk. Well, if you're Enid, you already had a big double play back in the fourth inning when the bases were loaded. And that was when Sand Springs was down just one, and Banker with a big cut on and miss there, 0-1. You're talking about a situation where Sand Springs could possibly break the game open and take the lead. Throw to first by Troxel on a pickoff, unsuccessful. Tabor slides back. And now the wind is really picking up outside, blowing in from that left field line. One of the biggest reasons you see a pitcher call for time or a hitter call for time is when that happens. That one floated downstairs, 1-1. And Cross Bay couldn't quite handle it, but then he got over there in the nick of time. So Enid will have a chance to add some insurance runs at the top of the seventh. Braden Pierce, Kobe Hudson, and Ambrin Wojcik. They're 8-9-1 batters. And that pitch, just off the outer part of the plate, 2-1. Didn't miss by much. Two balls and a strike. And that is beautifully thrown by Colton. It hits the outside corner for a strike to make it two balls, two strikes with one out. There's an American flag in right center field, and it is whistling to and fro. The wind throwing it all over the place. And there's Troxel with another pickoff try on Tabor at first base. But again, Tabor not buying it. Two balls, two strikes, the count with an out. Bottom of six. The lead is 4-0 for the Enid Plainsmen. And the 2-2. Strike three looking. Colton Troxel with two strikeouts in relief. And that puts two outs in the bottom of the sixth now. With Braden Cook coming up. Cook is 0-1. He's been hit by a pitch, though. That was when Pierce was out there. Troxel's pitch there gets away from him. Good stop by Bay, though. 1-0. Colton Troxel and Cross Bay, two guys that are very good friends with one another. The 1-0 pitch curves in for a strike, 1-1. And you can tell their relationship comes through when they are out there together. Colton Troxel pitching and Cross Bay catching. They are definitely in rhythm. The 1-1 pitch, high, throw down to first, almost got him, but he's back in time, and it's 2-1 the count. Four to nothing is the lead for Enid here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Chopper, foul. It hit the Enid High dugout. Braden Cook will do everything he can to stay alive, and when he got hit by a pitch back in the fourth inning, boy, did that make tension in this ballpark mount, because that made the bases loaded, and unfortunately for Sand Springs, they got nobody across. Clutch play by Mason Scrimmager to help ignite that 5-4-3 double play. 2-2 pitch, runner goes, outside ball three, throw down to second, and the throw is just a little bit off to the left. So sliding in with a stolen base is Josh Tabor. So after all that, Tabor is able to get into second base safely. And it is three balls and two strikes the count from Troxel to Braden Cook. With the lead 4-0 Enid, and he fouls it off into the dirt. Runner was going on contact, as you might imagine. We're also trying to dodge any weather that we can, any weather that we can at this point. We've been wondering about that. Looking at the radar, there's not a whole lot of activity going on, and Troxel can't convert on that one. He missed it outside. So Troxel, with his first walk in relief, puts runners on first and second with two outs. And up comes Braden Askew, who is 1-for-2 with a single. Now, he did have that double play ball that he hit into, but he also had a big single in the first. Excuse me, in the third. What does he do on trip number three up? He tries to bunt, and the ball pops up back to the net. I don't know if that was an impulse or something that was concocted at the ahead of time, but he just stuck the bat out and tried to bunt. The 0-1 pitch from Colton, trying to get out of this inning. He will step off the rubber for a second. Troxel looking again, taking his time, and the pitch. Strike two, throw down a second, cross bay. Well, he tried to catch one of the runners in a pickle again like he did earlier in this game, but not that time. Tabor took off and stole third, and Braden Cook wisely held up at first base. Good thing he did, otherwise that could have been big trouble. That could have been the end of the inning for Sand Springs, but instead, it's runners on first and third now for the Sandites, but Enid's still in front, 4-0. Bottom of six, two outs, and a check swing. Did he go? No. He was able to stay away from it. One ball, two strikes, the count. The infield umpire standing just to Troxel's right. And the pitch, the 1-2. Down and away. Well, actually, my right, Troxel's left. Two balls, two strikes now. This has kind of been the issue for Troxel. Sometimes it's getting that third strike. That was the case last year when Enid lost a heartbreaker in regionals to Muskogee. Let's hopefully he can finish the deal here. The 2-2 pitch. Got him swinging! And again, Sand Springs with an opportunity squandered. They had runners on first and third, but Colton Troxel overcomes a jam and has three strikeouts in that sixth to take us to the seventh. Enid 4, Sand Springs nothing. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
Oh, that was the best party.
I know, we downed so much beer.
Oh no, hide your red solos, quick.
Ma'am, can I see your ID? Are those beer cups I see? Out of the car.
Not to worry, Enid Insurance Agency has over 20 companies to cover all of your unexpected woes. We cover all driving records and multiple accidents. Our rating wheel has your deal. Don't be a dope, call for a quote.
234-9548 or come by 2429 North Van Buren, the building with its own billboard.
Are you worried about the small tax return you're going to get? You may really need that extra money. Solve your problems and take your tarnished broken gold and silver coins, jewelry, or tokens to CC Coins and walk out with the cash you need. You will be surprised by how much you'll get paid for your unused gold and silver. Take it to Clifford at CC Coins today, 233-0007, or go in and cash in today. That's CC Coins, 813 West Main in Enid, PM 001483.
KCRC.
We go to the seventh inning with the score. It is 4-0 advantage Enid Plainsman. And the same pitcher for Sand Springs is heading back out there, their relief man, Brock Youngblood, after their starting pitcher, Hunter Greathouse, tonight pitched five innings. He gave up four hits, three runs, but only one of which was earned. He had two walks and 10 strikeouts, but Sand Springs has shot themselves in the foot a couple of times with four errors. And Enid has a chance here in the top of the seventh inning to add some insurance runs with batters 8-9-1 of Braden Pierce, Kobe Hudson, and Ambrin Wojtyk. Hudson and Pierce both 0-for-2, and Wojtyk is 2-for-3 this evening. Braden Pierce stepping in from the right side, facing the right-handed Youngblood, and Pierce needs to step out for a second. Here's the pitch. And Pierce drives it down the right field line, and it will go over towards the stands and foul, 0-1. Pierce last season hit just 67 for the Enid baseball team in the regular season. He was just 1 of 15, didn't get a lot of at-bats, but over the summer made it 219. A good eye by him here as that one floats downstairs. One ball, one strike, the count. Well, I'll tell you what. I've been on the bus for the last two road trips for Enid, Owosso and here at Sand Springs. And if Enid can continue to do what they've been doing, this will be a much more joyous trip back to Enid tonight. As that one popped out of play into the seats again, 1-2 by Braden. Youngblood has thrown the last couple of pitches down the heart of the plate, and Pierce has taken him opposite way. It's 4-0 Enid, top of the seventh inning. And Sand Springs will have one last shot at it in the bottom of the seventh next. Youngblood taking all kinds of time. Oh, my goodness. Pierce steps out. These are the kind of encounters that baseball people talk about where trying to shorten the game need to be adjusted. You have the pitcher taking a while, then the hitter steps out. Here's the 1-2, and Pierce goes down swinging. So Pierce 0-for-3 tonight, but his big role on this team probably isn't going to be as much at the plate as it is what he can do from the pitching mound, and he has done an excellent job tonight. He's well in position to get the victory. Kobe Hudson is next. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. The first time he's faced Youngblood, though. First pitch swinging, pop up over to first. Routine play, can of corn for Ben Banker. And we are at two outs in the top of the seventh. Ambrin Wojtek, who has put together a very nice evening. So he is now gone 3-for-6 in the last two games. Let's see if he can go 4-for-7 or 3-for-7. Or maybe he stays at 3-for-6 and draws a walk or gets hit by a pitch. Who knows? But Ambrin's been big. His bunt single in the fifth was huge. It scored C.J. Arndt to make the lead 2-0. And he pops this one over towards the Enid dugout foul. And then he would later come around to score on a single from Mason Scrimmager in the fifth that made it 3-0. And then another insurance run for Enid was added in the sixth by Connor Gore. And that was a run, but it was an unearned run. 0-1 pitch against the high swirling wind, and it goes at the feet of Ambrin Wojtek. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Wind up in the pitch. There's a dribbler over to second. Cal Watkins scoop and dish to first, inning over. So a 1-2-3 inning takes care of the top of the seventh. And it's the last chance for Sand Springs coming up in the bottom of the seventh with Enid on top, 4-0. This is Plainsman Baseball from CTB Sports.
Are you ready to make a change? Whether you have recently graduated high school or just want to take a new path in life, with locations in Tonkawa, Enid, and Stillwater, Northern Oklahoma College is here for you. Beginning March 20th, we will be enrolling for the summer and fall semester, so mark your calendars and come join the Northern family. Just visit noc.edu to learn more. We'll see you March 20th.
We at Stevens Ford, Lincoln, and Enid are proud to support the young men and women of Enid High School with our sponsorship of the broadcast of this ballgame. And we encourage you to show your support by attending as many games as you possibly can. Being there is important because the young men and women of Enid High School today are the future leaders of our community. So let's tell all the young men and women of Enid High School, whether they participate in a sporting event or not, we believe in the future of Enid because of them. And do it by being in the bleachers as often as you can.
1390 KCRC.
Colton Troxell stays out there on the mound for Enid, trying to close this one out. 4-0, Enid gets the lead right now. And if it won't be a save for Troxell if he finishes this out, but still a lot of good things happen that should build up his confidence going forward. Braden Pearson line to get the win. If things hold form here in the bottom of the seventh, Hunter Greathouse, the starting pitcher for Sand Springs, would take the loss. And it's batters 9-1-2 for Sand Springs as they try to keep the inning and the game alive. Here in the bottom of the seventh, Enid 4, Sand Springs nothing. Kyler Copeland is up. He's got a sacrifice bunt. He's also drawn a walk, and he nearly got smoked by that pitch from Colton Troxell. 1-0. Of course, if you're Enid, you also want Troxell to finish this game out, not have to use any more pitchers before tomorrow's rematch against Sand Springs back at David Allen. And there's a fastball from Troxell right down Broadway, 1-1. Kyler Copeland. It is up to him right now to get it started. And he pops it up high. And that hit the roof. Wow, way too close for comfort. You probably heard that loud thud. And my heart jumped with it. 1-2. I thought, where in the world did that ball go? And then thud. Here is Copeland's second opportunity. Takes high, 2-2. Wind continues to swirl out there. Oh, my gosh, Braden Pearce just had his hat blown off of his head over towards the foul line. The dirt has started to swirl, and Troxell misses on that pitch, and it's 3-2. Now the umpire goes over and nicely grabs the hat of Pearce, and he's about ready to give it back to Braden, which he does. Copeland, with the count full to him, takes a walk. Sand Springs people starting to feel some life after that. Sometimes the journey starts with just a small single step. So the Enid Plainsman baseball staff tonight has 5 walks collectively between Troxell and Pearce. Three by Pearson, now 2 by Troxell. Now we will see what Mac Thompson can do. He is 2-for-3 tonight, and he sends it down the right field line and out of play, 0-1. So Enid leading Sand Springs, 4-0, but Sand Springs has a runner on first now in the bottom of the seventh with nobody out. When this game is over, we will give you the final stats. Look ahead to the rest of our Chisholm Trail Broadcasting sports schedule. Pitch outside, 1. 1-1 the count. After Thompson, we go to Cal Watkins, who is 0-for-1 with a walk. And Watkins reaches out, comes up with nothing. Excuse me, Thompson. He does have 2 singles. He has stolen a base, but also a strikeout in there as well. Mac Thompson being cheered on by some of the Sandite faithful behind him. It's 4-0 Enid. The 1-2 pitch on its way, and he drives this one into left, but it's shallow left. Kobe Hudson is over there, makes a clean catch, and we are at 1 out with Cal Watkins next. And I definitely think if he would have driven that in the right field, it would have probably gone a lot differently. But the wind was blowing in from the left field line and kept that ball in play. And I think made the play for Kobe Hudson a lot easier. Watkins taking a couple of practice swings before he gets in here. Cal standing in from the left side. And the pitch. Puts it in play over to second. Grabbed by Ambrin Wojtek. Flips to second. There's one on to first. It one hops its way there, and he's safe. Yeah, that was not the best throw in the world from Connor Gore. But I think even if it was, Watkins would have been out, would have been safe anyway. So it's 4-6 on the fielder's choice. And Copeland is retired. Now there's two outs for Trace Tolbert, who is 1-for-3 with a strikeout. He also has a single. He's been caught stealing. He's reached on an error. The pitch to him inside from Troxel, 1-0. So the Plainsmen, one out away from getting their first win of the season. And it would come on the road against Sand Springs, who they split with last year. Beat them 5-0 and 8-7. Both games were at David Allen Ballpark. That pitch down and in. 2-0 the count. The theme for Enid Baseball this year is be dangerous. I would add to that, finishing is a huge part of that. That's a big way you can be dangerous. And Troxel blew that pitch by him for a strike, 2-1. Members of the Gore family looking on with anticipation. Youngest son of Brad Gore, Cal Gore here. With some other Gore family members, the 2-1 pitch. Chopper over to third, picked up, and Scrimmager could not handle it. Boy, I thought he had a clean play on it, and it went right through his leg. E5. Runners are now on first and second with two outs. That should have been the end of the game right there. Scrimmager has committed two errors in the game now. Enid has three collectively as a team. Sand Springs has had four. Hunter Greathouse is next. He's 1-for-3. The tying run is on deck. High pitch. 1-0 from Colton Troxel. Baseball's a game that seems to be never won easy. The 1-0 delivery. Skied up in the air, pop fly. It will hit the top of the Sand Springs dugout and drift out of play. One ball, one strike, the count. Got underway a little bit early tonight. Both teams wanted to make sure they got this game in and got ready for tomorrow. 4-0, Enid leads it, but again, Sand Springs with runners on first and second. The pitch, and he blows that fastball right by him. Greathouse just could not catch up to it. Greathouse already has a strikeout, and the last one he had was not against Pierce, but against Troxel. So can Troxel get the best of him again? Not quite on that pitch. That one sails outside. Two balls, two strikes. He taps home plate with his bat. Deuce is wild on the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And that one, again, could not quite get there from Troxel. Missed it low and away. There is activity in the Enid bullpen, but you're hoping that Enid can get out of this without having to use it. And here is the 3-2 pitch from Troxel, and again, it's blasted foul. Right as a swirling wind gust comes on in. 4-0, the lead for Enid with the bottom of the seventh, two outs. They just got to get one more. But that third out in baseball is never easy. Just like that third strike. 3-2 pitch. Runners go. And it's hit in the air out of play again. And it lands on the bleachers. How many moments in this game are we going to have just like this? Tension after tension. Makes the Sand Springs fans cheer a little bit louder. Again, the tying run is on deck. This game is not over yet. 3-2 is delayed as a throw to first. Pierce got tangled up with Trace Tolbert. They kind of ran into each other, but Tolbert was at the bag, and so was Pierce. Dangerous throw, and luckily it didn't get behind Pierce. 3-2 from Troxel. Runners go. Got him looking to end the game. And he just looks up in the air with total disgust. Hunter Greathouse not happy with himself. And the Enid Plainsmen get win number one. And it comes in a big district game on the road against Sand Springs. They never trailed, and they end up getting the victory 4-0 here at the home of the Sand Dykes. We'll take a brief timeout. When we come back, we'll wrap it up from Sand Springs. You're listening to Plainsman Baseball on KCRC.
Everything went as smoothly as I'd ever seen. Mother looked very nice. That in itself made the day easier to deal with.
No one likes planning a funeral, but we all deal with it at some point. You can take comfort in knowing at Henniger Henson Funeral Home, we'll be there with caring and consoling support you and your loved ones need. At Henniger Henson, we are intimately familiar with every part of the planning process, and we'll relieve some of the burden and grief. We have over a century of dedicated service, integrity, honesty, and friendship. This is Matt Henson. Please visit us at EnidWeCare.com.
Nobody does trucks better than Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid. Northcutt is your commercial truck headquarters in the state of Oklahoma, and they are Northwest Oklahoma's only Chevrolet business elite dealer. They've got them all with the best selection of chassis cabs, crew cabs, commercial vans, flatbeds, auto cranes, and service body trucks. If you need a tough truck for a big job, your first stop needs to be Northcutt, where you can take a look at the all-new 2017 Chevy Silverado. You'll find a courteous sales staff with over 175 years of experience that will go above and beyond to help you find the right vehicle. Call 800-749-9536 today or go to northcuttauto.com to see their entire inventory online. Right now, get 2016 model year closeout pricing. Save thousands with huge discounts and big rebates. One-stop shopping for all your vehicle needs with easy finance terms, great selection, and the best pricing. Northcutt Chevrolet Buick in Enid, your shortcut to a great deal.
The Bank of Kremlin offers the best of both worlds, high-tech convenience and friendly first-name service. Their online services are very convenient. If you have an internet connection, you can do a lot of your banking from the comfort of your own home at bankofkremlin.com. Internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements all now available free, or come in and sit across the desk from someone you know. That's community banking in the 21st century. The Bank of Kremlin, with 5 area locations, member FDIC.
Do you have an issue with your heating and air? Maybe your unit seems to be fine now, but something could go wrong at any time. Slater Mechanical will fix the issues. At Slater Mechanical, they want to make sure that your unit is ready to go and catch the problems ahead of time. Zach and Seth at Slater Mechanical are licensed technicians, and for only $79.95, you can have peace of mind that your heating and air conditioning is working at its best. Slater Mechanical also services commercial kitchen equipment, freezers, fryers, ovens, dishwashers, and more. Call Zach and Seth at Slater Mechanical today, 747-3330.
Do you have a property you need to sell? Or maybe you're looking for that perfect starter home or dream plot of land? The A-Team at Coldwell Banker will work for you and with you to make your transaction as smooth as possible. Let one of the motivated agents at Coldwell Banker help guide you through your home buying or selling process. When it comes to such a big decision, you deserve the best, and you'll only find the best at Coldwell Banker. Call 233-8833 or visit enidsbest.com and let Coldwell Banker do the rest.
KCRC.
Your final score from Sand Springs. The Enid Plainsmen shake off those two tough performances to Owosso. They come here on the road and they get a big win over the Sand Springs Sandites by a count of 4-0. And let's wrap it up for you here from Sand Springs. The winning pitcher tonight for Enid was Braden Pierce. He pitched 4 innings. He gave up 3 hits, no runs. Did have 3 walks, but he also had 5 strikeouts. Colton Troxel, when he came in the game, the lead for the Enid Plainsmen at that point was, it was 3-0. So if it's 3 runs or less, he's qualified for the save. So he actually would get the save tonight. So Colton Troxel was brilliant in those last 3 innings in relief of Pierce. He gave up just 2 hits, no runs. He did have 2 walks, but he also had 4 strikeouts to help close out the game for Enid and get the save. In relief of Hunter Greathouse, Brick Youngblood pitched 2 innings, gave up a hit and a run. No earned runs, though. No walks. He had 1 strikeout. Hunter Greathouse takes the loss, pitched 5 innings, gave up 4 hits, 3 runs, only one of which was earned, 2 walks, and 10 strikeouts. The Enid Plainsmen individual numbers in the ballgame. Amron Wojcik, 2-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI. Mason Scrimmager, 1-for-3. Connor Gore, 0-for-3 with a run scored. Cross Bay, 1-for-3. Mason Scrimmager also had an RBI. Brett Russell, 0-for-3 with an RBI. Colby Jarnigan, 1-for-3 with a run scored. C.J. Arndt, 0-for-1 with 2 walks and a run scored. Braden Pierce and Kobe Hudson were each 0-for-3. In total, the Enid Plainsmen scored 4 runs. They did it on 5 hits. They had benefited from 4 Sand Springs errors. They committed 3, and they also left 3 men on base. For the Sand Springs Sandites in the defeat, Mack Thompson was 2-for-4. Cal Watkins, 0-for-3 with a walk. Trace Tolbert, 1-for-4. Hunter Greathouse, also 1-for-4. Josh Tabor, 0-for-3. Ben Banker, 0-for-2 with a walk. Braden Cook, 0-for-1 with a walk and a hit by pitch. Braden Askew, 1-for-3. And Kyler Copeland was able to get 2 walks and a sacrifice bunt. Our next broadcast, Enid Plainsmen Baseball on the air tomorrow, when they play the Sand Springs Sandites again, 6:30 start. And we'll have the game for you right here on CTB Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC. Be sure to check our ctbsports.com website for all of our upcoming events on our ctbsports.com calendar. We've got a lot of state tournament basketball to bring you, and be sure to check it out there as well. Lots of great stuff. We're going to be covering the Fairview and Cashin girls this Thursday out at UConn High School as they're in the state tournament. Also, the NOC Enid baseball teams are in the Region 2 tournament. Excuse me, the NOC Enid basketball teams, men's and women's, are in the Region 2 tournament. We're covering them this week as well. We're also covering the Caldwell, Kansas boys and girls basketball teams. It'll be another busy week for us at Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports. Your final here from Sand Springs, 4-0. Enid comes in and gets the victory on the road. They'll play Sand Springs tomorrow in a rematch at home at David Allen Ballpark. With the win, Enid's now 1-2. They are 1-2 as well in district play. And Sand Springs is 1-2 with a loss. They are 0-1 in district play since this was their first district game of the season. I'll talk to you tomorrow from David Allen Ballpark. You've been listening to Enid Plainsmen Baseball from CTB Sports.
You've been listening to Enid Plainsmen Baseball on CTB Sports Radio, AM 1390 KCRC, and online at ctbsports.com. Enid Plainsmen Baseball has been brought to you by Henniger Henson Funeral Home, Stevens Ford, and by our Chisholm Trail Broadcasting Sports Boosters.
Join us next time for more Enid Plainsmen Baseball on 1390 KCRC and ctbsports.com.